blessed are those who mourn. Well, that word blessed in the Greek language is makaros, and it literally means happy.
Just how does a person find happiness? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Derwin Gray knows from experience what does not bring happiness. But thankfully, he's also learned where you can find true happiness.
My whole life was built upon pursuing what I thought the good life was, which was material possessions, vacations, things, which none of those things are bad. They just don't bring ultimate happiness. That's what happiness is. It is no longer dependent upon externals. It is dependent upon the internal, eternal love of God who is shaping us to be a reflection of Jesus. So happiness and holiness are two sides of the same coin. Holiness simply means Christ-likeness.
And as a pastor, Derwin has met many unhappy people and often wondered what Jesus would say to them.
I was meeting people, believers, non-believers, young, old, regardless of ethnicity, socioeconomic status, people were not happy. And so I said, well, what does Jesus have to say about this? And hiding in plain sight, is Jesus starts the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, with the Beatitudes. Beatitudes are eight characteristics of people who are members of his kingdom. And he starts with the word blessed. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Well, that word blessed in the Greek language is makaros, and it literally means happy.
Ultimate and lasting happiness can only be found in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Maybe you'd like to learn more about how to know him in that personal way. Go to makingyourlifecount.com and click on the Who is Jesus tab.